This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 201. Finally solve your confusion with will and going to in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Do you still get confused between will and going to in English? Today, we break it down so that you can use these words like a native speaker.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going? What are you? What are you going to do this afternoon? What are your plans?
Oh, well, I think I'm going to order some food for dinner tonight. I'm excited.
What are you going to have?
I think Thai food.
Oh, what's your favorite Thai dish?
I like different curries. I like the noodle dishes like pad see ew. I would say pad see ew is my favorite noodle dish.
Ooh, I really like the curries. Yeah. So the orange curry, the yellow curry, green curry. Those are good.
Oh yeah. They're all delicious. I definitely love that.
Have you ever tried their dessert, the mangoes and sticky rice? Have you ever tried that?
I've tried sticky rice, but not with the mangoes. And I got it on takeout last time, the sticky rice. Because I thought that, like, because I really like it, but it came so sticky and I had gotten it for my son. And I was like, no, this is like not for him.
It's gonna
like,
be a mess.
This is going to be a mess. So, but I ate it.
Oh, you ate it?
Yeah, well, I gave him something else. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so fun. Oh, well, I wish I had plans to eat Thai food tonight. I think tonight I'm going to work out. And then I'm going to go out for some drinks with some friends after. So
that's nice.
A good evening plan. So why are we sharing our evening plans with our audience today, Michelle?
Because today we are talking about the future.
Yes, exactly. Guys, today's episode is a part of the series of the top 15 mistakes. This is number 6 in your top 15. Other episodes that we've done, episode 165. Michelle, what did we do there in that one?
165, we talked about listen or hear.
Yep. And then 185, we talked about interested or interesting. 173 was wish versus hope. Go and download all of those right now, guys, and listen to them once you finish this one. But today we're getting into the very clear differences between will and going to. And Michelle, I was a little nervous before we started today's episode because this can be really nuanced. Right?
Yeah, it can be. It can be. And there's always exceptions and, you know, things like that. But today we're going to go over, you know, the basic differences because there are.
Yes.
And I think that these can be really helpful for our listeners when talking about the future and plans, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait. So let's just get right into these definitions, show them to our listeners. And then we are going to have a role play at the end. So get ready for that, guys. So the first one, will. I guess today we're going to break it down into two different ways to use will, and they're kind of opposites.
I know. That's the funny thing about it.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the first way is about, you know, a bigger plan or a dream or something far in the future. So like, I will get married eventually, right? Mm-hmm. I will.
Yeah. Or a lot of times we use this when we talk about the future, you know, someday we'll all be wearing those virtual reality glasses, right? And walking around like zombies. They're so ugly, those things. Aren't they ugly, those things?
They are. They are.
They're so ugly. Can you imagine? Do you really think that you'll be wearing that someday? And just...
It's funny. Like, I remember when Google Glasses came out and I thought it was so ridiculous, and I still think it's ridiculous, and like, I can't imagine wearing that.
I know.
But like, I think they're back, like the glasses. I don't know, but I don't know, like some like futuristic things, like you think they're going to take off and then they don't, but then I don't know, some other things will.
It's weird. Things are, I feel like virtual reality is coming back, going away, coming back. It's making constant comeback. So we'll see what happens in the future. But guys, yeah. So saying things like I'll get married someday, or someday people will live on Mars. Any other predictions you have, Michelle, is someday what will happen to humanity? Will we have to move to another planet because we trashed
seriously, like someday the climate change will get us all.
It will get us all. Maybe. I hope not. I hope there are
I
still
hope not either I hope
do.
Not either. Yeah. I think so too.
Or you could say like someday your son, right, we'll get married, right, we'll have a girlfriend, things like that.
Things like that. So yeah, but the interesting thing is, so will can also be used spontaneously, when you spontaneously made a decision at that moment, like, or maybe even for promises, right? So like, maybe I'll go out to lunch, right? Oh, what should I do? Oh, maybe I'll go out. Or maybe, oh, what do I want for dinner tonight? Maybe I'll get Thai, right? So like, I'm deciding in that moment. I didn't have it in my calendar. It's not a big, you know, wish for the future or, you know, anything like that. But I decided it at that time.
Right, exactly. Or in response to something else. And this is also spontaneous, right? For example, oh, the phone rings, I'll answer. You say, I'll answer. You volunteer yourself. I will get it. The door rings, I'll get it. Can you grab that for me? Sure, I'll get it for you. Right? These are spontaneous. Right. So this kind of goes in the second camp for will. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. Or a promise, like, I will always love you, right?
Yeah. Or I think that one kind of belongs in the first camp in a way. I think maybe, right? So this idea, oh, someday people will live on Mars. It's like a future, far future prediction or promise in a way. I don't know.
Or like, oh, I'll pick you up at 8, right? So like, that could be, or like, I'll be here when you get out of class, right? Something like that.
So that's kind of like a parallel thing, like when this happens, I'll do this, right? It's like when it's like a response to something else. So those are the two ways to use will, guys, and we are going to show you more examples in the role play, so don't worry. But first, going to Michelle.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Going to. So this is more about specific decisions about your immediate future, right? Like, I'm gonna go we'll talk about that. I'm going to go biking tomorrow, but we usually combine the going to and we say gonna. So we would say, I'm gonna go biking tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So again, like you said, a plan in your calendar in kind of the immediate future, not necessarily just tomorrow, but the next few weeks, right? Maybe you're making a plan for next spring. I'm gonna go to New Orleans next March, right? Or she's going to call later tonight, that means it's a clear plan. There's a schedule for it. You've set up the time. So she's going to call you.
Right. Or maybe like, I'm gonna go shopping with my friend on Tuesday, right? Yeah. That's a plan. Could be on the calendar, you know, things mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. So just think of the calendar when you think of going to.
Yes.
Is it on the calendar or not? Is it in your Google Calendar?
Right.
Or some people just have their calendars in their heads, which I don't understand that. I gotta write everything down. What about you, Michelle? Are you the calendar type, or just it's all in your head?
Both. I think that a lot of I've started writing down more things as my life has become more complicated. But I also think that there's a value to keeping some stuff in your head and not writing mm-hmm. it and giving your brain that exercise. But then sometimes I get a little nervous with that. It's like, oh God.
Oh, yeah. I know. Do you trust yourself? Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah.
I agree with that. I think it's good to set up little exercises for the brain, especially as we get a little older, just to keep things flowing, keep the neurons firing and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. So good.
That's right.
All right, Michelle, let's do a role play for our listeners.
All right, let's do it. So in this one, let's see, we are talking about our upcoming plans.
All right, good topic. Here we go.
All right. Lindsay, what are you going to do this weekend? Anything fun?
Yes, I'm going to a music festival all day on Saturday. I think it'll be really fun.
Oh, wow. What kind of music?
It's a bluegrass festival. I haven't been to one in a while, so I'm super pumped.
Oh, cool. Are you going to spend the whole day there?
No, I doubt it. We're going to catch a couple of bands in the afternoon. We'll probably grab lunch there, too.
I love food festivals. They usually... I love festival food. Okay. I was like, what? I love festival food. They usually have some amazing food trucks.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. We're definitely going to check out the food trucks.
So fun. I want to hear all about it after.
I will absolutely let you know how it went. Cool. So we have a lot of chunks here, which is something we didn't quite talk about as much earlier, but we'll go through them now. All right.
Okay. Here we go. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do this weekend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, do you ever say going to do? Right. Do you take the time to say that? No. Right. You say gonna.
Exactly. What are you going to do this weekend? Yes. And then you answered.
I'm going to, and it also could be, I'm going to go, right? So here we're combining going to go, and we're just saying I'm going to. Mm-hmm. But again, it's still using the calendar, the camp, right? I'm going to go to a music festival all day, and then I think it will be fun. So this is a chunk, right? Mm-hmm. Will often comes after think.
Right. I think it will. Yeah. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. And then you said, let's see, I asked about the music and I said, are you gonna spend the whole day there?
Yep, exactly. And is that the plan, right? Do you have the plan to spend the whole day there? Or do you plan to leave at lunchtime, or what's your plan, right? Calendars. And then I said, we're going to catch a couple bands in the afternoon. And then this is another chunk. We'll probably grab lunch.
Probably. That's right. Yeah. We'll probably this, right? We'll probably that. Yeah. That's a good one.
So that's another kind of spontaneous chunk, guys, with will. And then what else?
We talked about the food, and then you said, we're definitely gonna check out the food trucks, right? So it's like, you know that that's gonna happen. It's like in your plans, like maybe you've already talked to your friend about, oh, what should we do for lunch? Oh yeah, we're gonna get something at the food truck.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to compare the last two, right? We will probably grab lunch there, but we're definitely gonna go to check out the food trucks. That's really interesting, because that's indicating that it's more of a plan to check out the food trucks, because it sounds like I'm more excited about the food trucks than the fact that we're getting lunch there.
That's true. Very good point, Lindsay.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So guys, there are certain chunks that take will, and then it kind of depends on how excited you are about something, how sure it is in your mind. Right? Maybe the person I'm going with is saying, oh, maybe we'll check out the food trucks, right? Because that's less sure for that other person.
Whoa, my mind is spinning, but that's good, Lindsay. And then at the end, you said, I will absolutely let you know how it went. So you making a promise to me.
Yeah, making a promise. Exactly. Wow. So it is a little complex, isn't it, Michelle? Every time we approach this will versus going to, we do our very best for our listeners. But guys, there's no substitute for practicing, Right, Michelle?
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And listen to what other people are saying.
Exactly. So guys, hit follow so you can practice with us 4 days a week. We publish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we have tons of great episodes. It's the new way. We are the new way to learn English, guys. No textbooks, no classrooms. It's a fun way, and we focus on connection, not perfection. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. We love it. Oh my gosh, guys, thank you so much for listening.
All right. Thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.